At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome to episode 343 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Anybody know what day it is? What day is it, baby? I just got a new Fender Bender. I'm Dickie V, baby. He's a diaper dandy. It's Wednesday, everyone. It's hump day. Hello and welcome back to the pod. Another day in the arena, another day grinding. Guys, another huge day in front of us. We're looking at 15 games in Major League Baseball, one huge NBA playoff game. It's do or die for my Bruins tonight in Long Island. So we got a lot to get to today, guys. It is another day, another dollar, and we're going to keep grinding like we always do. And I got some great news for you. I got some good news. I got some bad news. So what do you want to hear first? Anytime people ask you that, do you say, hey, hit me with the bad news or what? You know, at least with the bad news, I know something good's coming on the back end. What do you usually say to that? I want to start with the good news. Because don't get me started on bad beats, because we had two of them in the NBA and the NHL. But great baseball night, guys. Just looking at the plays from yesterday, 6-3, great day. Had a huge win there with Miami. We're scratching our heads saying, what the heck is going on? But with that Miami move, like minus 150 to minus 180, favorite low total. But here's our system, guys, fading the Colorado Rockies on the road. They are now 4-23 on the road, so you can put that one on the board. Detroit. Coming up bigly for the team. I love that play. You can't possibly bet Detroit, right? They're terrible. But Detroit coming up huge. A little bit of weather delay there early, but coming up bigly 5-3, hanging on with a big, big steam move, minus 105 all the way up to around minus 130. Got around a minus 126 there. Tampa Bay Rays coming up bigly for the team of the W. Maureen Chase, where my White Sox Southsiders at? White Sox getting it done for the crew. Now 14-4 against lefties. Sound the alarm. White Sox against lefties came through again. Couldn't get Cincy, St. Louis, or San Diego late, but finish up strong with the Angels. Big steam move, minus 130 to minus 160. And Oakland late night laying the wood there to Arizona, 5-2. So great night in baseball. It's always good to have a good baseball night, because baseball is one of my favorite sports to bet on, but it's the biggest, I would say, variant sport. You can have a great night. You can have a bad night. You can have a great week. You can have a bad week. It's just very, very hit or miss sometimes. So it's always good when you're on the right side of baseball, because to me, it's the most just, it's the sport where the craziest things sort of happen, where you can cap a game correctly. Hey, it goes the other way. Baseball's weird like that. But it just goes to show you that we're grinding all season long. So if we stick with it, stick to the model, stick to the blueprint, up, down, high, low, doesn't matter. We just stick to the model, and it's good to see a good night like last night on the bases. And of course, BetTrust, not bet to win. No parlaying. We're always flat betting. That's always the key. So if you're getting down bigly on the Oakland A's or on minus 220, as always, you're risking your one unit trying to get around a half unit back. Remember that anytime you're on a big favorite like that. But that's the good news, guys. Great night in baseball. And also there are a couple others that I don't know if you guys tuned into Betting Cross America yesterday. Me and my guy Mike Pritchard, we hit on a couple others. I don't know if anyone ended up adding the Orioles. I was kind of on the fence with that one. But the Orioles came up bigly, 10-3. That thing kept dropping to the O's. And then also Houston late. Houston got up to around minus 125. So even if you didn't get that on the pod from me, hopefully you listen to Betting Cross America. And we talk to Josh Towers every Tuesday, former major league pitcher. But I usually throw out Baltimore, and he's like, what an idiot. How can you bet Baltimore? And he was actually leaning Baltimore, so that was a good sign. So Baltimore coming up bigly. So maybe an even better day in baseball if you saw some of that late movement there. And that's something that I always suggest, guys. You know, when we're doing the pod, we're picking out sharp plays at around noontime, Eastern time. But remember, the market's fluid. Lines change. You know, in a perfect world, the plays we talk about, the line moves further to them. You know, the way you can beat the closing line, you're on the right track here. But remember, there are games that maybe are a line freeze or nothing's really going on at noon, but late, you know, Baltimore keeps dropping, you know, plus 115 all the way down to even money. Or you see Houston keep rising, you know, like pick them and then get all the way to minus 125. So monitor that late movement. Hopefully you can add some winners on your own just looking at the board. But that's the great news, guys. Great night on the bases. Ugh, NBA and NHL last night. First one that annoyed me. First one that really, really, really annoyed me, guys. The over in the Atlanta Hawks game. Got an over 223 up to 224. Got the over 224. If you look at where that thing closed, it actually got up to 225, 225 and a half. I saw 226. So we did our job once again. We got the right number. We had over refs, over systems. We got a great 224. We beat the closing line. Closes 225, 225 and a half. And guess what happens? They're on pace. Looks like it's going to cruise. Score 45 points in the fourth quarter. All we needed was 5 more points. You can't get me 50 points in an NBA playoff game. You always get nervous when a team gets up big. You know, in college basketball, we have that system. You know, big spread, high total. Gonzaga's up 35, you know, with 10 minutes left in the second half, so they take their foot off the gas. Although sometimes Gonzaga just keeps going like that. Like Brady and the Pats and Belichick back in 07 running up the scores. But usually that's a bad sign. You want a competitive game to keep scoring, which is, you know, will kind of protect you from, you know, the Hawks pulling out all their subs and putting all their starters on the bench and pulling out these guys who obviously they missed some shots there late. But anyway, that annoyed me because I think we got a great number on that. We beat the closing line and we get 45 points fourth quarter. So what are you going to do? I would just mention, you know, Clippers Jazz. I'm glad we didn't bet that total, guys, because what ended up happening? So number one, this is the importance of getting the right number. Anyone who cashed with the Clippers +4, I think the time of the pod, they were 4 or got down to 3. I think when Conley was out, it got down to 3. But why is that important? Clippers lose by 3. If you got the 4, 3.5, you cash that play. That's why it's so critical getting these good numbers here. But the total was insane because that thing opened 221.5. It got down to 220.5. It ends up landing 221. So if you bought low on the over 220.5, you won by the hook. On the flip side, if you bet the under 221.5, you also won. So that was just like unbelievable. Imagining middling that, taking over 220.5 and under 221.5, landing 221. Like I don't know if anyone did that. That's like Billy Walters type stuff there, but it just goes to show you I'm kind of glad we didn't bet that total because it was right on that number. Talk about how good the odds makers are. And again, if you got a Clippers, you know, 4, 3.5, pat yourself on the back. That is an epic cover if you got the Clips. The other one I was bitter about is the Colorado Avalanche. You guys are up 2-0 in the third period. If you have a third period lead 2-0, you should never lose that game. But I tip my cap to the Vegas Golden Knights. I laid it with Colorado. That one did not look good because it actually dropped late. I don't know if anyone saw that movement, but the Vegas Golden Knights later in the day, they were pretty much plus 130 all day. Last hour or so, 45 minutes before the game starts, they got down to around plus 120. So you saw that dip late. Looks like there was some late movement coming in VGK. But again, you're Colorado, you're up 2-0 at home, ready to take that 3-2 series lead. You give up 2 goals to tie, then you lose in overtime in 50 seconds in. So that's the other one I'm bitter about. So 6-3 baseball, but it should have been an 8-3 night with Colorado if they don't blow it, and then with Atlanta if you score like 5 more points in the fourth. But see, that's just me. That's just me being being greedy, a great night, and yet I wish it was greater. But we're going to keep grinding, guys. That's betting. Sometimes the breaks go your way, sometimes they don't. But again, if we consistently beat that closing line, if we consistently bet an over 224 that closes 225.5, we're going to win the majority of our plays. So we're going to keep on grinding like we always do. But anyway, guys, big day ahead. It's do or die for my Bruins. I see some really sharp stuff coming in on Denver and Phoenix tonight. And also, we got another huge MLB slate today that I am loving. So that being said, guys, of course, if you're new to the pod, number one, thank you for tuning in. For my OGs out there who've been grinding with us since episode one. We're now 343, if you can believe it. But I wanted to say thank you, as always, for making the Market Insights pod a part of your day. And it's just the thing I'm most proud about is I consider us just friends, you know, just sitting around the bar, the tap, you know, sitting around Cask and Flagging by Fenway Park, talking sharp line moves, talking betting. And hopefully we provide an approach that is different. I don't really hear anyone else doing what we're doing, talking the importance of betting against the public, going contrarian, looking at line movement, identifying sharp action, incorporating system plays, historical betting systems, all that stuff. So anyway, thank you for tuning in. But of course, this is just, you know, one thing we do at VSiN. We have so much more to offer. But the first thing you got to do if you're listening to the pod, thank you. But also make sure you sign up for the newsletter. The newsletter comes to your inbox every single morning for free. It costs you nothing. I look at my fiance's iPhone sometimes, you know, in the bottom, like bottom corner where it shows like your inbox, she's got like 200,000 inbox, emails. So if you're getting emails for every little thing in the world, you might as well be getting the VSiN newsletter. That's my point there. But if you're into betting, the newsletter, wake up to it, sent to your inbox from my guy, Bill Adee, every morning. But what that'll give you is a breakdown of all the programs that day. I'll be co-hosting Betting Across America again today with my guy, Mike Pritchard. You also have a Dave Tooley's ATS report letting you know how favorites, dogs, overs, unders did from the previous night. Good way to recap everything from the previous night. You'll get my Market Insights column where I'll keep you updated on line moves and overnight line movement. Hopefully get you waking up to some game breakdowns where maybe you can beat the closing line. That's always the goal. And then also a bunch of legal sportsbook promos. If you live in a legalized state, we talked about Canada yesterday, which I can't believe they make you bet parlays, like ridiculous. I can't get over that in Canada. So we need to get single game wagering up there on America's hat with Terrence and Phillip. Any of my South Park fans out there. But anyway, legal promos, legal sportsbooks. If you live in a legal state, we got them all in the newsletter. Take advantage of them. Get these bonuses, sign up bonuses, odds, boosts, all that stuff. Because, again, they want your business, and you want to be able to shop for the best line. It's a win-win both ways. So that's VSiN.com/newsletter. To your inbox every morning, best way to stay plugged into the betting market and what's happening at VSiN. Then, of course, you want to take that next step. And we got a new Points Spread Weekly coming out today. You want to take that next step in your sports betting journey. You want more info. You want some more data, more content. You got to sign up for the VSiN membership. VSiN.com/subscribe. You get access to every Points Spread Weekly magazine. Again, my guy Gamble and Lou, one of my favorite parts of PSW is getting his MMA plays, UFC. We got another big biting, Vittori against Adesanya. Can't wait for that. Izzy coming up big. I'm already looking at that line. Adesanya is minus 260. He's kind of stayed where he's at, minus 250, minus 260. Looks like that over's juiced up a little bit. Maybe it goes the distance. But anyway, guys, you'll get that Points Spread Weekly magazine. You'll also get the afternoon best bet email letting you know all the picks from the guests and the host that day. You can tail fade, do what you want, but these are real bets from real people who have a track record of success, who have their own money behind it. You'll also get 20% off the store, get a VSiN hat, a shirt, a mug, and then you'll also get everything behind the paywall at VSiN.com, all of our betting guides, power ratings, all that stuff. So that is VSiN.com/subscribe, 10-day free trial. If you like, you can go monthly. If you really like it, you can save money and get the annual, get a year, VSiN.com/subscribe. Well, that being said, guys, let's stay hot in MLB. What do you say? Because I'm loving the MLB board today. There are days you wake up and you look at the board and nothing jumps really out to you. There are days when a few games jump out to you. There are days when you wake up and it just seems like you run through the board and everything is jumping out saying, this is sharp. I like this move. I got a system match here. So that's kind of how I felt yesterday. And I'm feeling kind of the same today, guys. So if you like betting MLB, strap up, strap in, get your pen and pad. We're gonna run through some games here, guys. So first one on the board, Arizona against the Oakland A's. This is a big number here, guys, but I'm gonna lay it with the Oakland A's. Couple things I like about the A's today. Number one, yes, they are a popular play, But as we always talk about, you know, pros and Joes, sometimes they're on the same side. You know, pros don't care what Joes are doing. If they see an edge, they're going to bet it. And I've seen some big steam here on Oakland. I know it's a big number, but Oakland opened around minus 200, minus 195. They've been bet up, steamed up to around minus 215. So I like this play for Oakland for a couple reasons. Number one, this would match a interleague favorite with a line move. That system's really treated us well. 42 and 24 this year, 64%. Interleague big favorite when you are a favorite of 200 or more interleague play, 72%. Also looking at big faves 200 or more off a win, they're 24 and 7, 77%. Home favorites 200 or more, 30 and 11, 73%. Let's see, steam 10 cents or more in a non-division home team, 64%. So all those system matches, line move, big favorite, interleague move, all that matches with Oakland. But here's the cherry on top with Oakland. You know the teams that we love to bet against or bet on because they're great against lefties? White Sox last night. Obviously, Oakland, they're not playing a lefty tonight. And of course, the Cubs. But there are also teams that are terrible against lefties that we kind of like to fade. And guess what? Arizona is the worst team against lefties in baseball this year. Arizona is 3-12 against lefties this year. 3-12. So Arizona's going up against Sean Manaea today. I know it's a big number, but again, bet trist, not bet to win. You're risking your one unit on Oakland, trying to get about a half unit back. But I like that Arizona terrible against lefties and all that Oakland line movement, system match stuff. Keep on cruising. Cubbies in San Diego. San Diego did not come up huge for us on last night, losing 7-1. And one of the most frustrating things in baseball, guys, I don't know if this happens to you, but like I bet the Cubs in game one and they lose. Then I go San Diego in game two and they lose. So it's just super annoying when, like, you know, first two games of a series, you're on both teams, you know, one time each, and you lose both of them. Anyway, it's just that just annoys me, but what are you going to do? But with that being said, I like San Diego today, guys. I think you're in a good pitching matchup. Darvish against Arrieta. You look at some of these numbers here. Darvish 6-1, 2.25 ERA. Arrieta 5-6, 5.26 ERA. This is another big popular play, but also respected money. A lot of money coming in here. San Diego, they've been getting steamed up around minus 190 to around minus 215. Also, this would be a favorite with a low total, big fave low total. So if you're a fave 200 or more, low total of 8 in this one, that's a good sign. Fewer amount of expected runs scored, more likely to come from that better team. Remember, we want dogs with high totals because more expected runs, more variance, more upset opportunities. We want favorites with low totals. Fewer amount of runs scored, more likely coming from the better team. This would also match steam 10 cents or more, non-division home team 64% with the pods tonight. And then, or this is a day game actually, 4 o'clock Eastern. Home fave 200 or more, 73%. Steam 10 cents or more, home team off a loss, 59%. So give me San Diego there. And I know someone is probably asking, should we parlay? Should we parlay Oakland and San Diego? No, I'm not doing that. You could do it if you want, but... You know, to me, you know, I don't like parlaying. You can make a case they're both big favorites or getting a better number, but I'm a flat betting kind of guy. You know, again, think of it this way. You parlay, one of the two of them loses. You lose your one unit. You bet them individually, and you go 1-1. You lose a half unit because you made a half on one of them. So that's just kind of the way my brain operates. But no parlays. Never any parlays. The only parlays sometimes, and I never want to do it, are short faves in the NFL. That's kind of the only opportunity that I see. But anyway, I'm not a parlay guy. It's a handout. It's a gift to the books. It's a penny slot of sports betting. Keep on cruising. New York Mets in Baltimore. Who's ready? Who's ready to get back on the Baltimore train, baby? I am going O's. This is Taijuan Walker against Matt Harvey. I can already hear Josh Towers in my head saying fade Matt Harvey day. But guess what? I see value on Baltimore. I'm playing Baltimore here, guys. This is kind of the ultimate wise guy, gambler's fallacy type play. So number one, Mets have a better record, 29-24. Baltimore 22-38. Mets have the better pitcher on the mound. Walker's got a 2.17 ERA. Harvey, 6.62 ERA. So the public is all over the Mets. They lost last night. They're the better team. They got to bounce back and win today. Gambler's fallacy says they have to bounce back and win. It's landed on red 5 times in a row. At the roulette table, it's got to be black this time. But nope, each spin is individual. The Mets may roll here, the Mets may win, but this is a play that I make every time in this spot with Baltimore. 8 out of 10 bets on the Mets. Yet the Mets open around minus 150, guys. They're all the way down to minus 130, minus 125. That is a massive steam move on Baltimore. I love it because they're really unpopular, yet the line's moving in their favor. So be steam 15 cents or more off a win, 59%. Interleague line move, 61%. Steam 10 cents or more on a home dog, 55%. And that's really good because that's a dog system. So 55 on a dog, you are, or sorry, let's see. Yeah, 50. It's 55 on a dog. Your ROI is 20% though. Again, if you're anywhere close to 50% on a dog, you're doing great because of the plus money. You're also a dog high total, super contrarian, high total of 9.5. Give me Baltimore here, guys. Again, why is the line falling if everyone's betting the Mets? Dead giveaway Baltimore there. Keep on cruising. One of the losses from yesterday was the Cincinnati Reds. They did not come through for the team. Red Legs, unfortunately, lost 5-1. But I'm going back on the Red Legs train tonight. They're at home against Milwaukee once again. And this game opened at pretty much a pick 'em. This reminds me a lot of Detroit last night. Kind of a pick 'em short fave with a favorite becoming more of a favorite. So this is split down the middle. Public really doesn't know where to go. Yet, we're seeing Cincy creep up from a lot of these books. Somewhere like plus 105 dog for Cincy. Now all the way to Cincy minus 120. So big money seems to be coming in on the Red Legs in this one. I'm going to lay it with the Red Legs. If it's a split ticket count, 50-50, in theory, theoretically, in a vacuum, a line shouldn't move at all. But remember, not all those tickets are created equally, so the line's going to move toward the team getting the majority of bigger wagers from respected bettors. So it looks to me like these bigger respected wagers are getting down on Cincy here. So I'm going to go Cincy. Shop around minus 120 in that one. Keep on cruising. Going back to the well with the Detroit Tigers here. Casey Mize against Flexen. Hopefully Flexen ain't Flexen tonight. But I love this play for Detroit. Cash Bigley on Detroit last night, obviously. Coming up huge for the team after that weather delay with a 5-3 win. Got a little dicey there. 5-1, I think, the 8th or 9th. Gave up a couple runs, but got it done for the team. But I'm going back to the well because this is another public down the middle, even slightly into Seattle. Yet look at what happened with Detroit. Detroit opened around minus 120. They've been steamed up to minus 130. So if the public split or even leaning Seattle, why is this line going further to Detroit? This is a play on Detroit for me. It's a steam 10 cents or more non-division home team, 113 and 63, 64%. So Casey Mize on the bump. He was a really top draft pick for Detroit. He's doing pretty decent this year, 3-4, 3.34 ERA. Flexen's 5-3, but maybe he's getting a little lucky. He's almost got a 5 ERA. So give me Detroit. Let's make it 2 in a row, baby. Keep on cruising. Washington and Tampa Bay. I'm going back to the well with the Rays here, guys. Another popular play, but again, looks to me like big money as well. Tampa Bay is at home against Washington. This is Corbin against McClanahan. I like this move toward Tampa Bay. The Rays open around minus 145. They've been bet up to around minus 160. So that would match steam 10 cents or more non-division home team 64% this year. Also, sweet spot non-division home favorite. The system I have is 29 and 15. It's 66% this year. So that sweet spot will be looking at teams between minus 150 and minus 175. Home favorite non-division game. It's been a banger this year, 66%. So that would match also on Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is also a kind of a big favorite with a low total. Total in this one is 7.5. Looks like a little under money, juiced up minus 115. And also an interleague favorite with a line move, 42 and 24, 64% there. So give me Tampa Bay. And then, of course, two lefties on the bump. How are these teams against lefties? Tampa Bay, 15 and 8 against lefties. God, we might have to add Tampa Bay to the crew. You know, like you got the Ninja Turtles. I used to love Ninja Turtles. True story, guys. Because you're my friends, I actually learned how to be potty trained. My dad always brings up this story. I was a insane Ninja Turtles fan. I was born in 1987, so you know, right around that time. And a couple years old, my dad got me Ninja Turtle underwear, and he said you can't poop your pants in those because these are the Ninja Turtle underwear, and that's how I learned to get potty trained. So maybe a little TMI, but you guys are my friends. And if we got any young parents out there, you got a young boy who wants to be potty trained, just get him his favorite underwear and say, you can't mess those up, my friend. You got to keep them clean. It worked for me. Maybe it'll work for you. But anyway, where was I going with that? I'm on a tangent today. But the Ninja Turtles, the four of them, Donatello, Leonardo, Michelangelo, Raphael. We might have to add Tampa Bay as the fourth Ninja Turtle against lefties. So we got the Cubs, the White Sox, the A's, Tampa Bay. 15 and 8 against lefties. going up against Corbin, who's got a 6.28 ERA tonight. And also Washington 6-8 against lefties. So sign me up for the Rays in this one, guys. A couple more Chi Sox. I'm looking at the Chi Sox here. Another kind of semi-popular but big money play on the White Sox. They open minus 140. Been steamed up to around minus 150, minus 155. This is Lynn against Manoah, a guy who I really liked in his opener. Got hit around a little bit his last game. I don't know if they came back in that one, but I remember he wasn't as good as second one. But this would match with me. White Sox, sweet spot, non-division, home favorite, 38-17, 69% this year. And that sweet spot, I think, is the same one as we just talked about. Or is it a different one? It is, yeah, minus 150, minus, yeah, same one that matched with Tampa Bay is matching with the Cubbies there. The White Sox. And then also favorite low total. Total in this one is 8, although it looks juiced up. Maybe some over 8 money there. The 8 over is minus 120. I don't see anything like wind blowing out or anything. And then, excuse me, guys. Both these teams are actually a little bit to the under. White Sox are 35-25 to the under. Toronto's 30-28. So a little over money, but that's not a play. The thing with me, guys, totals are very, to me, it's hard to win totals in baseball. Like, either you're going a lot of unders, everything's got to line up perfectly, but you got to slap me in the face with every box being checked off for me to bet a total. They're very difficult, I feel like, in baseball. If you can win consistently with totals, you're doing something right. But anyway, White Sox at home. Steam 10 cents or more, non-division home team 64%. Give me CHW here, fave low total. I love this one because it didn't come through yesterday, and I think you're in a really sharp spot with the St. Louis Cardinals here, guys. Cardinals have lost, what, 6 straight now? Got their brains beat in 10-1 yesterday. Obviously, the Biebs got it done, made me look like an idiot because I was on St. Louis in the big plus money there. But I like them tonight because they're favored. So a team who's lost 6 straight, after they lose again 10-1 the previous day, now they're favored. Public is like, what the heck is going on here? They're leaning Cleveland, getting plus money. But we've actually seen St. Louis become more of a favorite. So St. Louis has gone from around minus 115 at home, short favorite, now up to around minus 120. So a little movement there to St. Louis. This is Wainwright against Mejia. Wainwright, you know, veteran here. Guy who was like the Renaissance man. We talk about Tom Brady, you know, Zdeno Chara, these guys who've been playing forever. How about Adam Wainwright? The guy's got to be 40. He keeps getting it done. He's pretty decent, even late in his career. I remember the Sox World Series when they broke the curse. I think Wainwright was a rookie. That was 04. That was 15 years ago. But, man, he's got a 3-5, but a 4.19 ERA. Not bad. St. Louis is 16-10 as a favorite. And we also have a short line move, favorite with a low total, and St. Louis interleague fave line move, 64%. So, St. Louis lost 6 in a row, got their brains beaten yesterday. Why are they favored and becoming more of a favorite? I smell a rat. Give me St. Louis. And then lastly, guys, one team that has been treating us very, 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 very well last 2 days. How about the Halos? Halos, 2 in a row for the boys. First 2 at KC. It's been carbon copy pretty much again tonight. Short favorite, becoming more of a favorite. Big line move here. So this is two guys, high ERAs. Brad Keller's got a 5.5 for KC. Griffin Koenig's got a 5.82 for the Halos here. But KC's lost 4 in a row. Angels have won 4 of their last 5. They won 8-3 and 8-1 in this series. I'm going back to all the Halos. This is a split ticket count. This is kind of another gambler's fallacy where the public says, yeah, Halos are playing well, but these teams have pretty much the exact same record. There's no way KC gets swept. KC's due for a win. Angels can't sweep. But I'm going Angels, guys. Good movement to the Angels. Same thing as last 2 games. They opened minus 125, then steamed up to minus 145. So good move there to the Halos. This would be steam 15 cents or more off a win. 71-50 this year, 59%. On a home team off a win, steam 15 or more, 63%. Steam 10 cents or more, non-division home team, 64%. All matching here with the Halos. So give me the Halos, guys. I love that play on the Angels. Let's see if we can keep it going. So plays for tonight, Oakland, San Diego, Baltimore, Cincy, Detroit, Tampa Bay, White Sox, St. Louis, and the LA Angels. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Got 9 on the board there. Knock on wood. Can we go 6-3 again? Can we do even better? Let's have a night, guys. I'm excited. Big, big, big baseball day here. With that being said, don't go anywhere. We're coming back. And as we get back, I'm seeing lines move, guys. I'm seeing it move. The spot I was leaning on, it's going in our direction. But don't go anywhere, because I'm going to tell you about a big line move here. Nuggets Suns, and then it's do or die for my Boston Bruins. Backs against the wall. I'm going to be absolutely just hyperventilating tonight with my bees. But don't go anywhere. Going to finish up strong in another edition of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast, number 343 on a hump day, on a Wednesday, guys. Midway through our week. Let's keep rolling here. But do not go anywhere. Talking NBA and NHL postseason play when we get back in episode 343 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you sweat in the arena with every day, your buddy Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everyone, we are back at it. So on a Wednesday, on a hump day, going to a fender bender, baby. Hopefully not. Hopefully if you got Geico, you'll be just fine. There's nothing to worry about, Dickie V. Again, I know it's super annoying, but I love that commercial. Every time it comes on, something about the fender bender, it gets me. But anyway, guys, we just ran through the MLB board. Great slate in MLB today. Let's flip over to NBA, because tonight I think there could be really good contrarian value on this Nuggets-Suns game because it's the only game in town. You know, we're used to pretty much every night in the NBA right now, two playoff games. Now we only have one, and this one's a 9:30 game. Excuse me. So it's prime time. The later the better. More time for bets to build up. More time for public bias to roll in. And I think you're in a really sharp spot here for both the spread and the total. So let's start off with the spread here, guys. This open... Suns minus six at home. And remember, the Suns were a pretty sharp play in game one and got it done. Remember, they minus 4.5, minus four, up to five, up to six. But there was movement toward Denver, toward the Suns, and the Suns came through, ended up winning by 17, 122 to 105. But now you're coming back. Jokic, congrats to Jokic for getting the MVP. don't know if anyone had a ticket on Jokic, but nice cash if he did. But guys, this is pretty clear tonight. The Suns are the popular play. They're coming off a blowout win, blowout cover, easy win, easy cover. But yet the Suns, despite getting two-thirds of bets in what will be the most heavily bet game of the night by far, the Suns open -6. They're down to -5.5, and now I just saw them fall to -5. This thing is dropping, guys. It's going to the Nuggets. This is a classic sharp contrarian play. Suns opening -6. Despite getting a majority of bets, usually when you're a popular play, the line moves further in your direction. But that didn't happen. Suns open -6. You would think, with everyone betting the Suns tonight, they'd go to 6.5, 7. Uh-uh. It's now down to 5.5, and now 5. Books are going to 5, guys. This is a big, sharp move coming in here on the Nuggets. You would have loved to get the Nuggets, obviously, at 6, at 5.5. The last sharp move I saw was 5.5. So I think, you know, a lot of times when I see this, a clear play to the Nuggets, unpopular at the line moving in their favor, big money hitting Denver here. If you can only get a 5 now, to me, you wait it out. You already missed the 6 and the 5.5. If you're getting the 5, you're getting the worst of it. Yes, you're on the sharp side. But I would play the waiting game because a lot of times you see a move, a full point or half point, a full point in one direction. In terms of just kind of natural buyback, it may go back up to 5.5. So there's no point in taking a 5 right now because if it creeps back up, you can hold out and try to get the hook. I would hold out for the hook. I would try to get the 5.5. If you're at a book with a 5, wait it out. It may just naturally creep back up. Anytime you see a big move, a lot of times it may go back. Now, if this thing gets to 4.5, then it's like, okay, this thing is so sharp. You know, even though you're getting the worst of it, you want to be on that side anyway. But I would hold out for the 5.5, but Nuggets taking in some action here. They are sharp as a tack. The other thing I like about this game, the over. Give me the over, guys. The total opened 222.5. It's been bet up to 223.5. So it's moved a point here, telling me big money coming in on the over when the total is 220 or more. And I'll give you the updated stats here because it's been pretty chalky here in the playoffs. But if you're looking at the updated numbers here for 2021 playoff overs this postseason, they are 29-25, 54%. Nothing crazy, but profitable to the over. Here's the kicker. When the total is 220 or more, the over is 21-12, 64%. So it jumps up 10% with those higher-end totals. It's kind of like those low-end totals go under. These higher ones have been going over. I'm going over here, guys. The Nuggets are 4-1 to the over their last 5. The over in game 1 cashed, and I love this cherry on top. We have a great crew tonight. Bill Kennedy, Zach Zarba, and Josh Tiven. They are all road refs, cashing between 51 and 54% ATS to the road team, and all three are over refs. Tiven, Zarba, Kennedy, between, let's see, 52 and 53% to the over. So all three refs are road for your Nuggets plus the points. All three refs are over for your overplay there. But give me the over 223.5 now. Let's get some points and let's get a Denver outright win. What do you say, guys? But sharp move, both Denver in the spread and the over in that one. Keep on cruising. You know I got to end the pod with this, guys. I'll just ask you, whatever you got a rabbit's foot, you got a lucky hat, lucky shirt. I need every superstition. I need all your good vibes. I need you, your whole crew, to be in black and gold tonight. Put a Bruins jersey on your dog. Get your wife a Pasternak shirt. I mean, this is do or die for my Boston Bruins, guys. Things look bleak right now. So they're going to the aisle. They're down 3-2. If they lose, my season's over. This is do or die, literally. So game 6 here. If you want to take the Isles, I don't blame you at all. I'll take my Bruins hat off right now. They're playing great. You know, they've won, what have they won, 3 straight here? Yeah, because Bruins are up 2-1. Or no, they've won, yeah, they're 3 straight. Or have they? Yeah, I don't know, 3-1, whatever it is. They've won, see, now I'm getting all flustered here, guys. What have they won? They won 2 straight, sorry. They've won 3 of the last 4. That's what I meant to say. And now they're back home, and now you're getting plus money with the Isles. You want to take the Isles tonight, guys? I don't blame you at all. I'm going Bruins, though. I'm going Bruins not because they're my favorite team. They match some system plays for me. You have a questionable status with Tuca. Personally, I think they should go Swayman here. Obviously, 2 of their best defensemen are out. Unfortunately, no Carlo and no Kevin Miller, who, by the way, 2009, when I was the writer for the UVM hockey team, I was teammates with Kevin Miller, teammates because I was the nerdy journalist, writer, and he was the star defenseman of the 09 UVM team that lost to BU in the Frozen Four. Took a trip to Washington there. It was awesome. But I used to hang out with Kevin Miller and Victor Stahlberg on that team. They're just bosses. But anyway, things look bleak for the Bruins, but I guess what I'm holding on to, guys, is they open around minus 125. They're up to around minus 130. Minus 130 stayed there, up to minus 135. Despite Tuukka's questionable status, despite Bruins' injuries, despite the Islanders playing better, why didn't this thing fall to the Isles? Like, if this opened Bruins minus 130, minus 125, it's down to minus 115, it's becoming a pick 'em, then hey, you know, that's a play to the Isle. Maybe I'm grasping at straws here, guys, but I kind of like that it hasn't fallen, and I got systems on the Bs here. Playoff favorite with a line move, 63%. Road favorite off a loss, 67% this playoffs. Playoff experience off a loss. Been in these battles, been in these wars, knows what it takes to bounce back. It's 60% playoff favorite off a loss, experience off a loss. So I got these matches on the Bs, and guys, I'm sweating the Bs tonight. I need all your mojo, all your good vibes. I need you to call your dad up, tell him to put on his old Terry O'Reilly jersey, his number 4 Bobby Orr. But we need everything. I need the whole crew. I need all y'all rooting for the Bs tonight. I got system matches. I'm nervous. But guess what? The Bruins play like gods tonight. Give me the Bs, minus 130. That about does it, everyone. Another day, another dollar. Another day in the arena. I'll be freaking out, hyperventilating, starting at, well, pretty much all day. But definitely starting at 7:30 p.m. tonight. But guys, it's always a pleasure running through these games with you. Can't wait for a big night tonight. Baseball, NBA, with the Bs, of course. Fingers crossed, the ultimate fingers crossed. But I wanted to remind you, if you enjoy the pod, if it's become a daily part of your routine, you know, you wake up, you cap your games, maybe you read the newsletter, you do your thing, and you say, hey, I'll listen to the pod, see what Josh Applebaum's got going on. Hopefully we overlap on a few of these plays. Maybe we don't. But no matter what, if you've been listening, it's become a part of your grind. Number one, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you've recommended the pod to a friend, thank you as well. But if you want to make me happy, and you want to let me know you appreciate the hard work I put in, grinding every day, firing the cannons of Sharp Contrarian every day, and you want to make me happy, and you want to make yourself happy by learning more, getting more knowledge. You know, you never know everything when it comes to betting. You know, you can always learn something new, and you always get better with experience and recognizing line moves and situations. I think that's just ever evolving. You're always learning. You never think you know everything. I learn something new every day in betting, and I think that's the way you got to approach it. But especially if you're a new bettor, or you got a friend, a relative, family member, a coworker, they like to bet on sports, but they never win, but they love the sweat, get a book. Get my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Go to Amazon, type it in, Josh Applebaum, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Pick up a copy for you or for that friend who parlays every favorite, every home team, every over, and chases when he's down and lays off when he's scared, he or she. My book's got everything I've learned in the industry. Hopefully save you from some avoidable mistakes and get you on the right track, how to read line movement, how to take the bias out of it, how to bet with your head, not your heart, how to set up a bankroll management plan, all included, the Sharp Contrarian Bible, my book with chapters on all the major sports. So if you want to pick up a copy, it would mean a lot to me, guys. If you already have, thank you, and thank you again. With that being said, big, big day, guys. Whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, the beautiful Stadium Swim, which I tip my cap to Stadium Swim. I bet it was absolutely ridiculous at Circa last night. I was on the Abs. My guy Mike Pritchard was on the Knights. Congrats to you, Knights backers. I'm still bitter over being up 2-0 in the third and blowing that thing. I may also see you at the South Point, wherever it may be. South Point, where the true grinders get down, where Billy Walters sends his number runners, where the lowest juice possible and the sharpest lines are found, wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me, and you're going to show me a Hawks over ticket where you beat the closing line and a Colorado ticket when you're up 2-0. And both those tickets, you're going to rip them up in my face. We're going to throw them on the ground. We're going to stomp on them. Then we're going to pick them up, and then we're going to flush them down the drain. You're going to show me baseball tickets from yesterday, guys. How about the Miami Marlins? How about Detroit? How about Tampa? How about the White Sox against a lefty? How about the LA Angels? How about Oakland late night? Flash me one of those guys, and guess what? First one's on me, next one's on you, and we're going to set up, post up at the book, get some food. If we're at Circa, we're going to get a victory burger. I already missed that thing with the waffle fries. It's amazing. And guess what? We're going to sweat Sharp Contrarian plays all night. But good luck, everyone. Stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Nope. There's no such thing as a lock, no such thing as a guarantee. But if you can grind and stick to the model and not, you don't have to handicap every game, but if you can identify games that fit the sweet spot against the public, with the house, with the sharps, and beat the closing number, that's how we're going to be profitable long term, and that's what we preach every day. So good luck, everyone, and hey, go Bruins, baby. Do or die. I live for this. Have a great day, guys. I'll see you on Betting Across America, 3 to 5 today. Update you on all these numbers, but have an excellent, happy, healthy, safe, and prosperous Wednesday. Good luck, everyone. I'll see you at the window.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.